right, let's do it. I am Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for tuning in today. It's much appreciated. And before we get started, I want to remind you once again that if you want more, if this isn't enough for you, these Monday shows is not quite enough. You know, it's good, but you want more. Well, you're in luck, because there is more. There's also a Thursday show. It's only available to a small group of self-selecting folks who support my efforts over at patreon.com/JeffK. That's patreon.com/JeffK. There, when you click through there, you'll be given the opportunity to sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation to support my efforts. You know, my mini efforts, you know, including this podcast, the Surf Report website, my book that I'm starting to get fired up about again. And, you know, just put it on a credit card, comes out on the first day of every month, and $4, you know, it's not very much money. But in return, I will do a thank you episode every Thursday for you guys. So if you want to tap into that deal, then please do. It's over at patreon.com/JeffK. You just go over there and sign up anytime you want. You'll gain access to all the past shows, and then you'll have the new shows as they appear as well. So thank you guys for the consideration, and thanks for listening to these. Today I'm just going to go through a series of random notes, none of them to do with Las Vegas, I might add. Thank you. I can hear the applause. Thank you. And I probably beat that subject into the ground, but we don't travel much anymore. And I wanted to bring you guys up to date on every little morsel of that trip. So you know, we've moved past it. You know, I've completed the, I've closed out the category. So starting right now, no more Las Vegas talk. So there we go. These are some random notes that I had in my, I put these in my phone. I have this thing called Simple Note. And as things occur to me, I just jot them down in there. And, so that's what we're going to do today. So the first thing, we were driving somewhere, Tony doesn't like for me to play music in the car, and it's a long story, but for some reason, probably Costco, that's what it was, when we went to Allentown, we were listening to that First Wave channel on Sirius XM, and they play what they claim is 80s alternative music, but it's like just a certain sliver of that genre, you know. It's not the stuff I used to listen to, at least not all of it. I mean, the stuff that they play is like dancey, you know, kind of like Depeche Mode, New Order, that kind of stuff. They play crap like Haircut 100 and stuff. There's no Elvis Costello, there's nothing from The Jam or The Clash. If there is something from The Clash, it'll be Should I Stay or Should I Go, or Rock the Casbah, one of those two. You won't be getting any kind of career opportunities or I'm So Bored with the USA or anything like that. No, it's dancey Euro pop is basically, and it gets on my nerves. I'm in Depeche Mode and I just turn the channel. That's an automatic channel turner. Just like when I'm listening to that, what's that other one? Classic Rewind, that classic rock channel. Soon as Pink Floyd comes on there, automatic change a channel. Can't that stuff suck any kind of fun out of any situation. So anyway, we were listening to that thing, and it's usually good for 10 minutes before something pisses me off and I have to turn it. But we were listening in that that song by David Bowie, Let's Dance, come on, which inexplicably is a beloved song. I never liked it. It's not really even a song. It's just David Bowie going, let's dance, you know, In fact, I bet you, I wasn't there, obviously, when they recorded this, but I have this feeling that that was his contribution to the whole thing. They had these producers, these high-paid producers, and they just had David come in. They said, he says, okay, what do you need me to do? And they said, just say the phrase, let's dance, every once in a while. Or just say the phrase, let's dance, you know, a couple of different ways, and we'll let you know. He goes, okay, well, let's dance? No, it's not. Try it again. Let's dance. No, getting there, it's a little bit better, but, you know, let's try it again. Let's dance. There we go. That's the one. Okay, we're done here, David. You know, we'll take it from here. Yeah. He goes, all right, you know, are we, you don't need anything else? No, we're good. All right, I'll be in the south of France banging an exotic model. If you need me, just give me a call. No, we're good. And then they just went in there and just like, you know, just created some kind of shitty dance track. And I'm talking shitty. And every once in a while, they just insert the phrase, let's dance. You know, I think that's the way that went down, you know, and it sucks. It's not a good song. There's other songs on that album, like that China Girl that was written with or by Iggy. That's a pretty good, that's better. It's much better. But that, let's, you know, David Bowie, I don't want to be controversial right out of the box here, but that guy never really locked in with him, you know. I know he's one of those guys that you're supposed to love. You're almost required to just absolutely love them, you know. Never really felt it. I mean, I don't hate him or anything, and I admire his talent and whatnot, but never really locked in with him. You know who else fits in that category? That's right, Patti Smith. Never really understood the love and adoration for her, but... whatever. Everybody's different, supposedly. That's what people say, right? I don't think they are. But anyway, let's move on. Let's dance. Speaking of SiriusXM, I had that six-month introductory offer, and it was 6 months for $30, $5 a month. And the other day, they sent me an email, and they said, starting... in about 2 weeks, we're going to start charging you monthly $21 a month. I was like, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, so I called them up and I said, just cancel me. I don't, you know, I'm not paying $21 a month. I mean, I know the word serious is in your name, but you can't be serious because there's absolutely no way. You know, I like it, but I don't like it that much. You know, I could play CDs. I have about 10,000 of them. You know, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. And my phone's loaded up with music, too. So, you know, I can cancel that without too much pain. So I got this guy. He sounded like a cartoon character. I don't know. I don't have no idea what kind of, I don't know where he's from, but he had the weirdest accent. I couldn't understand him, but it wasn't an accent that you normally hear, possibly like some Scandinavian country or something. I don't know, but the guy talked like that Marvin the Martian from the cartoons, you know. I couldn't understand him, and he goes, how about how's $5.99 a month sound? I said, is that like I pay for the whole year now? Or he goes, $5.99 for the next year. I said, do I pay for the whole? No, it's monthly. We'll bill you every month. I was like, wow. Okay. Yeah. You put me down for that. So it went from $21 to directly to $5.99 just by saying I can't, you know, I want to cancel. I mean, I figured we might get there, you know, eventually, but I'd have to go through other offers, but he went straight to the $5.99. Pretty good deal. I signed up for another year. And then in a year from now, I'll have to go through this whole song and dance again, you know. But anyway, I like SiriusXM for the most part, although I like the baseball. I like the baseball. I like Little Steven's Underground Garage. That's a good station. I like the Beatles channel. I like Classic Rewind. And occasionally, for 5-10 minutes at a time, first wave, you know. So, you know, it's good. It's not $21 good, but it's $5.99 good, I guess. So what else I got here? The other night, and I don't know what the deal is, but I woke up multiple times during the night with my legs cramping, you know, like below the knee, you know. And I got up at one point, and I like jumped out of bed because it hurt like a bastard. And I stood up and was like stretching it, you know what I mean? You know how you stretch your leg so that it stops hurting? And I could actually see underneath the skin all my like muscles just like moving, like there was something alive in there. It was freaky. And 2 days have gone by and it still hurts. You know, I can still feel it's like trauma. My whole like leg was traumatized. I don't know what the hell's going on. My son said, "Eat a banana." I'm like, I don't know, maybe, but I don't know. I don't usually have those kind of problems. That thing kept kicking in over and over and over again. I kept leaping out of bed, like howling in pain. It hurts like a bastard. I'm sure you guys have already, you've gone through this too, but that thing hurt, and there was like all kinds of gnarl. Everything was like, it looked like there was like squirrels fighting underneath my skin. You know what I mean? It was weird. And it still aches to, you know, 2 days later. So I didn't care for that. Told my mom that I talked to my mom on Sundays, and I talked to her, and I was telling her about it. I told her I think I'm coming down with the polio. That's what I said. And she said, "Jeff, don't joke about stuff like that. Don't joke about polio." I don't know. For some reason, I thought that was funny. "Jeff, don't joke about polio. That's not, probably not a good idea." So anyway, I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe I'm just dehydrated or something. But we'll see. I'll keep you updated on this important issue. Let's see, what's next? You know, I have this, like, mild obsession. I feel like it's not an obsession. It's just some kind of thing that I think about a lot, constantly, and deep into the night, you know? No, kidding. It's something it's in the back of my mind, and that is, you know, growing older. I guess I'm feeling my mortality. I don't even know if that's it. It bothers me that, you know, running out of time. Hopefully I have 25 more years. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, it's the time. You know, I'm getting up there. And that bothers me a little bit. So I got into this thing where got to the point where I was watching this show called The Fugitive from the 60s. And the first 3 seasons are great. And then season 4 becomes, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they had a whole new group of writers or something, but that thing turned from great to turd in just instantly. That 4th season, it's like in color. It's like as soon as they went from black and white to color, the whole tenor of the show changed. The thing became ludicrous, you know? So, but I want to power through. I'm trying, I don't know. I watch a couple episodes and months go by and then I go back, you know, but I started getting into this thing where I'd sit and watch it with a tablet, you know, and they'd show these characters, they'd have these characters on there. I mean, these people were like cartoon characters basically, but like some old lady, you know. So I'd go on IMDb, I'd have my tablet while I'm watching it, and I'd find out who this person, like the actress that played this person, and then I'd go to their IMDb page and figure out how old they actually were when they filmed, you know what I mean, to see if they were older than me, and generally they were always younger. It's like playing some little old lady, you know. I know that's their acting and everything, but I don't know. I just wanted to confirm that this old lady was actually older than me. And usually they're not. They're usually younger than me. So I don't know. Is that weird? I guess I'll think about aging more than I thought I would. But I do this all the time, where I was in a phase where I was doing it all the time, where I'd watch these old TV shows and I'd look up these obscure actors and actresses to see how old they were when the thing was filmed and how old they were when they died and stuff. A lot of lung cancer back in those days. It seems like a lot of them died, especially the men. You know, they all dropped dead in their 50s from smoking, basically, and boozing, you know. I don't know. But anyway, I have this, you know, it concerns me a little bit, the aging process. You know, I feel like I wasted big chunks of my life. And, you know, I feel like time might be running out, you know. So, you know, well, it's not running out yet, but, you know, it's running. It's not there's not an endless supply of it like there used to be. You know what I mean? So the other day I was listening to this. I listen to the Reds game, Cincinnati Reds game on the radio, like every game. I listen to at least part of it. And it's out of Cincinnati, and they have this commercial on there. And there's this player that I saw play his first major league game in person. I was actually at the game. And I can remember because I thought, I hope this guy goes to the Hall of Fame, you know. And I can say I saw him play his first major league game. It didn't work out, although he was a good player. I think he's in the Reds Hall of Fame. Not as prestigious as the National Baseball Hall of Fame. But anyway, he played for the Reds for like 10, 12 years. And I saw him on his first, I was probably like, you know, late teens. So this guy probably wasn't all that much older than me, you know. Those rookies, they're usually like 21, 22 when they make their major league debut. And I was probably 15, 16, something like that. So we're not talking a massive span of time. But anyway, I listen to Reds baseball games on the radio out of Cincinnati, and there's a commercial with this guy. His name's Ron Oster. And they play this commercial with him, and he's like, "Hello, Reds fans. This is old Ronnie Oster coming at you." It's like, holy shit. The guy sounds like he sounds like some old guy that should be out on, like, cooking beans on a wagon train. You know, "Oh, Ronnie Oster coming at you today." Oh, like, what the hell? So I went and I looked it up. He's like 62 years old. He sounds like some old man, like old Pappy. He should be called Pappy, you know. Like, oh my God, that's the kind of stuff. See, these are the kind of signals that I'm looking for to confirm that I am indeed an old man, you know. God, that is unbelievable. I mean, hopefully it's just him. God, the guy's 62 years old. That's not old. That's young. God, Ronnie Oster. Oh God, there goes my lungs. Cutting in and out on me again, Jesus. So anyway, that thing was disturbing. I don't like that at all. Then, you know, cook us some beans, Pappy. Shut the hell up about your lungs. All right. So what else we got on this thing? This thing's coming completely off the rails. Holy mackerel. Let me see here. You know what irritates me? This is not about Las Vegas, I promise you. But you know what irritates me? When we were out there, you know, everybody's saying Nevada, which is the way you're supposed to say it. My wife's from Reno, and you know, for some reason, how do I know these things? And nobody else does. It's Nevada. It's not Nevada. You know, and so you hear people say Nevada all the time. It makes my skin crawl. I don't know why, but how do I know, growing up in West Virginia, that's the proper way of saying it? And Tony's the same way. She says it makes her almost angry when somebody says Nevada. Another one is Oregon. You heard that? You know who can be counted on to say this kind of shit is Bill Clinton. Yeah. he'll say, you know, I was traveling in Oregon and down into Nevada, and was with this Italian fella, you know, that kind of stuff. Italian. Have you heard this? So I don't like that. How in the world, you know, I'm no genius, that's for sure. God knows that's true. But how do I know that Nevada is the proper way of saying it? And it seems like 50% of humanity doesn't know that. How? How is it? It's not Nevada. It's Nevada. It's not Oregon. Come on. Give me a break. And it's certainly not Italian. Oh, man. Ooh, brother. All right. And lastly, maybe, I don't know, is this lastly? How much time we got left in this thing? This thing's ridiculous. The other night I came home from work, and I stopped at Taco Bell over here, not too far from my house. I was starving. I don't know. I can't remember the situation, but I was really hungry. Stopped at Taco Bell, and I don't like going in there, or I don't like going there at night, because it seems like everybody that works there is 17 years old. Well, actually, everybody that works there is 17 years old, and the manager is 19, you know? You know what I mean? So I don't get to, and they all look like they're shady characters, you know? They all look like they're all up to something, you know? These don't look like Rhodes Scholars, you know. These guys are all like criminals or future criminals of America, you know. And so I don't get a warm and fuzzy feeling when I go there at night. In the daytime, it's better. They have like normal managers that are adults, you know, which you can assume. I mean, it might be misplaced on my part, but I assume they're running a tighter ship than these 19-year-old guys with, like, air hockey pucks in their earlobes and surly attitudes, you know, and they're in charge. So I don't know what's going on in there. I don't know what they're, like, putting in my food or, you know. I seriously don't. I'm seriously concerned about them putting something in my food because of the type of people they have working over there. So I don't generally go in that place at night after the sun goes down. So, but I don't know, it sounded perfect. It sounded good. So I went over there and I went through the drive-thru. And here's another thing that they do, which irritates me, is, okay, you go there and you say, I want 3 crunchy tacos, you know? And they'll say, okay, that's 3 hard tacos. You know, they always change it. And then the next time you go there and you say, I like 3 hard tacos. And they say, okay, that's 3 crunchy tacos. It's like whatever you say, they go the other direction. So I'm just going to start saying, I want 3 crunchy hard tacos. And then see what they say. But anyway, I went through there, ordered 3 crunchy tacos. And the guy's like, any sauce there, sir? Which I don't like that. I don't, for one thing, any sauce there, sir? I don't, you know. So I got my sauce all ordered up, and the guy called me sir, which I don't like. He had questionable tattoos. You know, those ones that are just like one here, one there, and they're not interconnected or anything. I mean, tattoos are fine, but some of them look like they're prison tattoos, you know. So, anyway, I get the thing, and I go, and I eat them, and they're so full of grease that, you know, it's all over my shirt, you know, I'm like covered in grease, and, you know, I'm kind of meticulous and particular and shit, you know, I don't like any kind of anything on my hands or especially, definitely not on my clothes, you know. So this stuff's like running out like water. So, you know, I'm sitting out in the parking lot just trying to eat these things, and I'm just like bitching up a storm, covered in grease. And I go home and I'm like, come waddling in there, you know, big old fat ass with, covered in taco grease. I'm just like looking at myself in the mirror. I'm like, good God, you know, look what's happened. Look, just take a look at that. You know, you look like some kind of Campbell soup kid that's like run on the hard times, you know, covered in taco grease. You come in, your face is all shiny from fast food. Your clothes are all destroyed. Probably have to throw this thing away. So then I'm down there like doing laundry at 1 o'clock in the morning. Next day, Tony's like, why are you doing? What are you doing washing clothes in the middle of the night? And I said, I was covered in taco grease, which she found to be hilarious. But anyway, I mean, there's some time, you know, you got old Ronnie Oster, and then you got me coming in, you know, waddling into the house, smeared with fast food residue. Oh my God, it makes me sick. I can't. Sometimes I just. It's difficult to continue going on, you know. I'm disgusted with myself. So we're very near the end of this one. I hope you enjoyed it. It was ridiculous. It was. I don't even know. You know. I don't even know what to say. Hopefully there's a few laughs in there. We'll see. I'll have to play this thing through. Give my thoughts on it. So you guys, I appreciate you listening to these. I really do. If you want the Thursday episode, like I said, patreon.com/JeffK. If not, the Monday shows are always going to be there. Those are cool too. So thank you guys for listening. I do appreciate it. I will see you soon.